work it forward, please.
What are they making the mill?
I think right now they're making rugs, that inside outside stuff. And a lot of the men go to Ford Place working at land.
For
Ford.
Well, let's see now. What I'm interested in now is just getting you to just talk a little.
Teaching school. My daughter-in-law teaches school in Una.
Oh.
And a lot of the ladies around here teach school.
Uh-huh.
Either at East Kaita or in Una.
Would you describe for me what you did yesterday, starting from when you got up in the morning?
Well, you know, I can't walk, and there's very little I do.
Well, what did you do?
I usually get up around 9,
uh-huh.
And maybe I pick up papers and do the things that I can. I can't sweep or anything like that, but I can pick up a few things, and then my son and his wife get their breakfast and leave their dishes, and I go in and roll up to the sink and wash their dishes they've left.
Well, do you have breakfast?
I eat me a little. I don't eat much breakfast.
Well, what did you have for breakfast yesterday?
I had a little small donut and coffee.
Uh-huh. Was it a Krispy Kreme or was it homemade? No,
it wasn't homemade either. It was something I got down at the store. It had a little, that little cinnamon on the outside. They're real good. They're not too sweet. That's why I don't like the bought donuts. They're too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't eat much breakfast anyway. Sometimes I just eat a banana.
Mm-hmm.
And I make up my bed. And that's about the limit of my doing. Then I've been embroidering some pillowcases.
Uh-huh. Well, did you spend most of yesterday working on the embroidery?
We look at, my neighbor comes over and we look at the soap operas.
Is that Miss?
Yeah.
My friend is interviewing her, right?
Well, she brings her work, and we sit here and work and watch the soap program.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lot of company. She's gets about a little better than I do, but she walks with a stick. But she goes to the post office and she comes over here about the limit of her walking.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes about 1 o'clock and stays till after 4 every day.
Well, that's nice.
We look at the program together. A lot of company to me, and we get a lot of pleasure out of it. She brings me the gossip.
Uh-huh. Have you all known each other since you were children?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And she's been a neighbor for a long, long time. She lives alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived alone until my son was traveling for Schaefer Penn and was living in Birmingham and then in Mobile. And then he decided to, after his father died, my husband had a store and the post office too, and he decided he wanted to take the store.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of remodeled it and he's running the store.
Uh-huh. Well, then how many people are there in Turin?
Oh, I don't know. I would guess about 250, something like that.
Did it used to be bigger or smaller?
Yes, it was much bigger. It had a bank, the drugstore, and several stores.
Mm-hmm.
When I married and came here.